Time to talk all things Olpe High School football with head coach Chris Schmidt this hour. Coach, great to have you on the show for this Friday night. Before we get started previewing your game tonight, let's look back at last week. You came back home, got a big win. As you coached the game and looked at the film, what did pleased you the most in that game?
Well, I thought we made improvement in what we talked about a lot is getting our pad level down. I thought our line of scrimmage, we controlled it last Friday on both sides of the ball. And defensively, we kind of kept them from getting going in the running game. And our running game was, pretty solid. And it starts up front. But I thought overall, again, I thought we did some things, little things better. We tackled a little better. I thought we were assignment sound better, so that's a good thing.
And coach, somebody that stood out for sure was Eli Markowitz. He had a great night, 19 carries, 196 yards, 6 touchdowns. Also had a great night defensively as well with 4 tackles. There were a lot of great performances last week, and he was one of them. What impressed you about him last week?
Well, Eli's just, he's a hard worker, first of all, in practice, and it shows once he gets in games. I thought he did a nice job once he got past the original line of scrimmage of reading and making cuts. And, he made some kids miss downfield on him and then was able to, get some longer touchdowns for us, which we're not a real speedy team. But with him, he's a kid that, can make a guy miss or so and then, get bigger chunks at a time. So he just, overall was consistent all night and, really had a good game for us.
Now let's shift focus a little bit this week. What's been the focus this week in practice as you get set for Jayhawk Lynn?
Well, some of the same things. We watch film. We still just more consistency offensively. We have, we had a couple times where we, had some bad snaps. Maybe, jumped off sides. It sets us back, 5 yards here or there, and we got to overcome those when we do. But we really don't want to put ourselves in that situation. Defensively, again, just some, being consistent. Being physical at the line of scrimmage. There was times we did it really well, and then other times we kind of avoided it, maybe made the play, but I think in better, tougher situations, maybe we wouldn't. So we talked about that, and that's what we worked on, just being more consistent, this coming week.
And finally, Coach, let's talk about this week's opponent. You're taking on Jayhawk Lynn. They're 1-1. Looking just at their box scores, very defensive battles kind of in their first two games. Their defense has been stout, allowing just 13 a game. When you turn on the film on them, what impresses you?
Well, like you said, defensively, they fly to the football. They're aggressive. They run a 4-4, but they'll attack you with more than 4 guys most of the time. And offensively, it's a new coach, a new system. And so I think, that partly is probably why they're a little, not quite where they want to be offensively. They kind of run a flex bone, and that's a lot of just, meshing points and timing and all that kind of stuff. So I think each week they do it, they probably get better and better. So we got a good challenge. Defensively, we got to be really assignment sound. We got to take away the dive. We got to take away the quarterback, and we got to take away the pitch. And it changes on what defense we're in. Offensively, again, I think it's one of those things where we need to control the line of scrimmage and get some stuff in the running game, which then would open up play action passing for us.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate your time as always, and I wish you luck in tonight's game.
I appreciate it, Alex. Thank you very much.
That is Chris Schmidt, the head football coach over at Olpe. And remember, we'll have that game on Mix 104.9 as well. Michael Deeker on the call in that one. This Coach's Corner has been brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Rich Door Company, also Mel's Tire. I'm Alex Benzagala. Have a great day.